Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the value of celibacy, even in marriage. Celibacy is meant to be a gift, a great joy. Jesus confirms this in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 12, when he speaks of those who renounce marriage for the sake of the kingdom of God. As someone who's been married to the same man since 1975, I certainly know the joys of a physical union. But this is not what gives me the greatest pleasure in my relationship with Ralph. Ignore all the media hype and social emphasis on the supposed necessity of having sensual pleasures to prove love and to feel love. Forget the lies that are so prevalent in our world today, which claim that fun on a date means ending up in bed together. Sex is not needed for a close relationship, and there are plenty of other ways to have romantic fun. This truth is misunderstood by couples who think it's best to live together before the wedding. It's unknown to young men who have said no to the priesthood because they don't want to miss out on sex, and to women who have said no to religious life for the same reason. It's been hidden from homosexuals who believe they must find a bed partner or else they're missing something important. It's not been explained well to couples who use artificial birth control because they don't want to abstain for a couple of days during the woman's fertile time. Jesus acknowledges our physical hormonal drives by saying, "Not everyone can accept this teaching." At the same time, he makes it clear that those who don't have physical relations are just as normal as those who do. Is it surprising that a quadriplegic can be happily married and that the spouse would find their spiritual and emotional union profoundly satisfying? Or that a priest would find complete fulfillment in a spiritual union with his bride, the Church? With compassion, we who are married can support and encourage those who live celibately. This means including singles in our family events. It means being conscious of what we wear, dressing modestly instead of looking like a temptation. It means taking a stand against entertainment that promotes marital physical pleasures without marriage between a man and a woman. And it also means taking time to educate ourselves about the difference between what Scripture teaches and what the world says to the contrary, and why. Since God gave us the gift of desiring physical intimacy, what's the value of celibacy? Jesus implies that it's better than being married. We know from the first part of this reading that he's not against marriage. But why would he agree with his disciples when they said, "If that is the case between husband and wife, it is better not to marry"? Note the beautiful description of God's wedding, which is the covenant with Israel, in today's first reading from Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 59 through 63. We become his bride when we commit ourselves to loving him faithfully. Those who are single and celibate don't have to divide their time and energies between God and an earthly spouse. They can experience giving love and devotion to God full-time and without a spouse getting jealous or becoming a distraction. God is the greatest lover in the universe.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.